time. Again, we would want to shout rubbish, because who would trust a politician in the UK? Many of them, of course, there have been some very good ones, but many have been lining their pockets, they've lied and cheated their constituencies. In other words, how can we trust our leaders? And then when you begin to move now, whether it be the realms of the media, journalism, wherever you go, the moral order is beginning to break down. And so we live in this age in which people are saying, well, where do we go for truth, for honesty? How are we able to discern what is right and what is wrong? How do we understand the true way when, in fact, all ways are deemed to be correct? And in order to be politically correct, you have to affirm everything, no matter how disgusting it is. So if one is looking at the whole spectrum of world history, all that has gone before, if we were to look at where we are today, and therefore we then begin to progress into the future by considering where we are likely to be, how ought we to approach a subject like this? I would suggest to you we do it in a biblical way. And the way in which it is done in the Bible is to understand the world, past, present, and future, from the standpoint of God Himself. If you look at the world from the position of humanity, you're likely to see it in terms of confusion and of chaos. And the chaos theory comes very much into play. And everything just seems to be either coincidental or accidental or in conflict with each other. And somehow we are progressing on the basis of conflict, and it could all ultimately lead to oblivion. That's one way of interpreting the world, of understanding it. But the Bible sees it very differently. It sees the world as having a beginning and an end. You could sum it up in Jesus, the Alpha and the Omega. And in this beginning and in this end, there is the middle. In other words, there is a process. There is a movement from a starting point and to an ultimate culmination. And in this world, you have